You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95BFM.
Morena Lucinda.
Morena.
How are you?
I am good. The sun is shining.
Yes. Yeah. It's so good. It's ridiculous how much we're all like little plants. As soon as the sun comes out, vibes are back.
Yeah. I didn't realize entirely. Because
You never do. And then it comes back and you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
But also we have had so much rain for so long that I think I actually forgot what it's like to see the sun.
Yeah, you know? To feel that vitamin D.
Hardcore.
Yeah.
We are talking about barbecuing, kind of, various meats. I'm sorry to the vegetarians, this is not a good vegetarian one this morning. You've been eating a lot of meatballs, you said.
I have. I don't entirely know. I mean, this wasn't a deliberate thing, but I was thinking, you know, what have I been eating a lot of lately? What will I talk about on the show this week? And then I was like, God, I've had a lot of meatballs.
So is this something that you've always cooked, or has this been a recent addition to your cooking rotation?
Recent addition.
Okay.
I don't entirely know why, but I would say maybe partly just mince being quite like an affordable meat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I don't care what anyone says, the shape of the food definitely changes the flavor, all right? It does.
Yes.
Different pasta shapes.
Yeah.
Different vibes and flavors.
Yes.
Especially if it's, you know, something that's been shaped into a ball and then fried on all sides.
Absolutely. You can't really go wrong, can you? What kind of meatballs are you making, and what are you doing them with? Are you doing a kind of like pure meatball, or is it meatball at a sauce? What's the vibe? Mm,
okay. So I've kind of had two really, really banger ones lately. One is I've noticed that a lot of places are selling venison mince a lot more widely. I actually did a scout at Countdown yesterday and they didn't seem to have it. No, sorry, at New World. At Countdown, they seemed to have it. At New World, they did not.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And it's I mean, I personally love a more gamey meat.
Me too.
A lot of New Zealanders, I think, because we eat a lot of lamb, we tend to be pretty primed for it.
Yeah.
And venison is really good flavour. It's also, if you're trying for this, it's usually a bit leaner than beef. Very high protein.
So generally a bit better for the environment as well, I think, because it requires less water and grass and stuff to you know, grow than cows do.
Mm.
Yes.
And it lends itself to sort of slightly Middle Eastern flavours, I think.
Mm, yum.
So I've been doing quite a simple meatball with the venison, where I grate an onion, which is a really, I think, a hot tip, because the texture then is a lot smoother in the meatball.
Yeah.
Yum, that is a hot tip.
Mm, and also, honestly, grating an onion's a lot easier than slicing it in terms of crying.
Yeah. Is it though? Because I was thinking, oh my God, but grating an onion though, wouldn't that just be so acidic and make you cry? But it's not as bad?
It's kind of, I think it's just because it's faster.
Ah, yeah.
You know?
Just ripping that Band-Aid off, grating that onion.
Yeah. I think I have very sensitive eyes, and so I'm always really like, and I love onions. I love them. I love a raw onion in something.
Get some goggles on or something.
Exactly.
The classic meme of, that smells good, and it's onion and garlic cooking in oil.
Yeah. It's delightful. I'd eat that.
I did do the low FODMAP diet for a while, and I was terrified.
So did I.
Absolute hell.
Yeah.
Terrified that I would discover onions were the issue.
Oh, thank goodness they're not.
I will be sick for the rest of my life.
I know, yeah. I was like, I'll just have to, you know, have a sore tummy forever.
So grating the onions, what else
grating
is going
onion.
In?
So this is something I've really resisted, but I have learned the hard way that there is a reason that people put breadcrumbs in their meatballs. And it works. So you put your breadcrumbs in, and what they're going to do is they're going to help your meatballs retain moisture, essentially.
Okay, that's interesting.
So as the meat kind of, all the juices start flowing as you're cooking it, it'll suck them up and keep them in the meatball so your meatball is nice and moist.
Much like making a sand ball.
Exactly. Meat, sand, it's all the same.
Texture's similar. Got it going on. Nice.
I did, so the venison one's delicious with like a little bit of cinnamon in them.
Yeah.
Because it's just a little bit of sweetness, which I think works really well. And also you want something to bind them. So you want to use something like an egg.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So
ideally an egg.
If you don't use an egg, what can you use? Because this I've always wondered, if you're not going to put an egg in, what else is the binder that can pull them together?
I mean, this is a bit of a health conscious answer, but you can always use flax seeds in place of egg.
Really? Ah, true. Do you grind them up?
Yes.
Okay. You don't just want full seeds.
You don't want full seeds, partly because texture, partly because they won't sort of get all jelly the way you want them to.
They won't do the thing that you're looking for.
Yeah. In saying that, if you don't really have anything going, if you do something like if you add a little bit of milk to your breadcrumbs and then mix them together with your onion and your meat and you form them into balls, they probably won't hold together quite as perfectly, but they'll still... You can still make a meatball.
There's nothing more annoying than starting to make something where you require a single egg and then realizing when you get around to putting the egg in that you don't have a single egg. Mm.
And then you have to go out and spend $1,000 to get...
to get six eggs, yeah. So this is... So we've got... So far, we've got breadcrumbs, we've got venison mince, we have shaved onion, we have grated onion. What sort of herbs and spices are you putting in your meatballs?
So with the venison ones, I've actually been keeping them pretty basic with a little bit of cinnamon. But you can go hard on your dried herbs.
Yum.
You can take them. I love oregano. I particularly love Mexican oregano, which was a bit of a...
Ooh.
You can get it if you're local. You can get it at Bulk Foods in Mount Eden.
Nice.
But also Tio Pablo do a very chic little tin of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like a different herb.
Does it taste like a different herb?
It kind of has like a, I don't know, it's almost like slightly more lemony.
Oh, yum.
Okay.
And I think for some reason as well, and this might just be the nature of dried herbs often being quite old when we use them, but for some reason it always just tastes so much stronger and more flavorful as well. Mm. I do recommend using your kind of like refillery stores for herbs because you're usually going to get a fresher dried herb as well.
That's a good tip. Mm. That is a good tip.
Mm.
I'm a queen of, I've got three herbs in the garden at the moment.
Oh, gorgeous.
We've got oregano.
Fresh,
yeah, we've got fresh. We've got oregano, we've got thyme, and we've got rosemary. So that goes in everything at the moment.
Amazing. And those are low maintenance garden.
Low maintenance. They're good in the meatball, but for a slightly different flavour profile, I feel.
Yeah, totally. I love oregano, just generally.
It is yum.
It's a huge, huge herb use for me.
So once you've got all your herbs in, you've got your egg, you've made your little balls, how big are your meatballs?
You can, so the venison ones are great because they're really forgiving. So you can make them really chic and tiny and gorgeous, or you can just be like, I'm lazy, I can't be bothered.
Big meatballs.
Yeah. Meatballs that are heading towards patty.
Yeah.
And the nice thing is that they actually hold up really well if you want to do them in the oven instead of the frying pan too.
Oh, that's a good tip, because I do find frying to be one of those slightly stressful endeavors.
No, it takes
sweaty
forever.
And a bit angry.
Cooks, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then I just open them and then I actually have mince again.
You've ruined all your hard work.
They will kind of ooze a little bit, which will look a bit weird, but it'll taste delicious.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In saying that, last night I mixed it up and I made like a chicken ricotta lemon meatball.
Yum.
Bit of a light meatball.
With chicken mince?
Chicken mince. Yeah.
Nice.
And in all honesty, they were incredible.
We've had a very good suggestion from Hamish on the text machine. Mm. Porcupine meatballs. I don't think he means the meat of a porcupine. He says adding rice to your meat mixture, brown the sides, and then add to the sauce. Simmer in a pot till the rice is done, and then put it in a casserole dish and put it in the oven.
That sounds so delicious.
That sounds amazing. I'm definitely going to try that. Hot tip, Hamish. Thank you very much.
Especially if you're feeding quite a big crowd and you want to bulk out your meat in a little bit.
Yeah, meatballs are a great one for a crowd pleaser.
Totally.
Also, I love a crock pot meatball situation. Give them a little in the morning.
It always goes back to the crock pot.
Chuck it on in the morning, come back, you've got a whole flat dinner ready to go.
Do you know, I got
several tins of tomatoes.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I got my crock pot out this week as well and did the classic like mini chicken carcasses, mini leek ends stock. And then I ate with my chicken meatballs last night, which I wasn't sure this would work that well. I fried them off and then I added some white wine, let them simmer for a little bit, and then I added a whole bunch of my chicken broth.
Ooh.
And it was so good.
Delish.
It was like not a very flavoursome stock, but then once you've got some chicken meatballs simmering in it for a bit.
It's very tasty.
Double
so
chicken.
Good.
What are you putting them on? Last thing we should really make sure. Are they going on like spaghetti? Are they going on mashed potatoes? What's your meatball pairing?
I think the reason I've been cooking them so much is because the sky's the limit. You know, you can.
Yes.
I personally am really happy with a meatball. If it's a good, like moist, flavoursome meatball, I'm happy with that by itself with like salad.
Yeah, yum.
I'm a very big big salad lover.
That is good, and it's getting back into proper salad season as well, which
Absolutely.
Is exciting.
Yeah.
If you don't have salad greens growing in your garden in the supermarket, they're now not like the cost of a small house, you know, which is quite a win. We've got a couple of good suggestions coming in on the text machine. Someone says Watties tomato sauce is a great meatballs binder.
That's
such a good tip.
I can't believe I didn't think of that. Any sauce.
We've also had Rory from Tolliga Bay text us saying that they lived in Sweden and Swedish meatballs use mashed potatoes at the binder.
Mm.
You cook off half the onions and the garlic and then you put the uncooked and the cooked in with the mince and the potatoes and then you fry it in butter.
That is why Swedish meatballs are the ultimate.
Can't wait for IKEA to open in New Zealand just so we can go and get meatballs. That would be great.
They're so smooth.
Slightly strange.
It's the potato.
I
love them. I never had researched the reason behind, but the potatoes and the butter makes sense why I like them.
It does. Well, thank you very much for bringing us meatballs this morning and for the meatball tips coming in on the text machine. Keep them coming. 5395. What do you eat them with? What are you putting in them as the binder? We would love to know. Thank you, Lucinda. Have a lovely weekend.
You too. Ka kite.
Food for thought. Breakfast Food on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.